RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And be on the mic. We're back. Welcome aboard, everybody. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, Tuesday morning. Great week ahead. Short week ahead. Bit season. We're in it. Bit season officially starts today. Goes until day one of training camp in late July. Hopefully we'll be out there. We hoped last year that we'd be out there. Didn't work out. That was on me. I got the big C, got the COVID. This year, we're hoping we'll be out there. Late July, training camp will, of course, get you ready for the upcoming Washington Commanders season. We'll go over everything that happened this weekend in the world of sports. Busy weekend in the world of sports. Lots going on. Of course, major motor racing. NBA, NHL, we'll get to that. Formula One in Monaco. Indy 500. You've got the Coca-Cola 600 miles. That's too many. It's too many miles to be driving, but they did it. They drove all those miles. Attempted double by Kyle Larson, who attempted to do the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600, spun out in both races. Made it pretty far in Indy. It was touch and go there for a minute, whether he was going to be able to finish the race and make it to Charlotte in time. This was also the last time all three races are on the same day. They're moving the Monaco Grand Prix back a week next year, which, conspiracy theory, that's because the Monaco Grand Prix is boring. It is. It is. For those of you who don't follow Formula One, prestigious race, you know, the streets of Monaco and the princes and the duchesses and all the people who make the rich people thing go. All of that's there. The visuals are stunning. They're right on the dock there, the marina, the yachts, all of it. It's cool. It's a cool visual. Nobody passes each other during the race. That is the long-held secret of the Monaco Grand Prix. It's not exciting racing, and so it will be moved back a week. A new race will take its place in the Formula One calendar. So our last time all three crown jewels of racing have lined up. We added, though, a fourth crown jewel this year, and that, of course, is what I want to talk about this morning. Because, did you see this on Friday? There was an Oscar Mayer Wienermobile race. Roll the tape.
Will they throw a caution? I think they will safely pass. This will be a run to the finish. This will be a run to the flag and the yard of bricks in the inaugural Weenie 500.
And this is the moment you relish as a hot dogger right here. Rounding turn three in the lead in front of a record crowd to witness history at Indianapolis.
I'm in. Say no more. I'm in. This is the good stuff right here. We're three wide. Wienermobile's coming down the stretch at a massive 60 miles an hour. Let's get a winner here.
This certainly is not over. We saw it last lap, guys. There's plenty of time for a late pass here off of the last corner. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. This one is going to go down to the line.
A pole sitter, Cheat Dog, has a 2-3 bun advantage over the car behind. Less than a quarter mile to go at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the inaugural Weenie 500.
These hot dogs are hot rotting it down the front straight, T-Bell. They're coming at us now.
Townsend.
They're closing. Second place is closing with the run.
Can the fans cheer them across the line? It's going to be close.
And making the move. Slaw Dog making the move up the inside on the run to the yard of bricks and over the line. It looks like it's going to be the Slaw Dog buyer. No,
in the closest finish in Weenie 500 history. Slawdog by a nose.
Unbelievable.
I don't care that we ran that whole clip. That's the good stuff right there. All the puns. Give me all the puns. That's a new tradition. By the way, you're on notice. Nathan's hot dog eating contest. This was just as good. And maybe, I won't get swept up in the excitement, the enthusiasm of the moment, may have been better than the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Because it was less gross. And it was equally patriotic. And it was equally a tribute to the things that make America great. I don't know. Just saying. You're on notice. Nathan's hot dog contest. I'm sure we'll have plenty to say when it gets closer. There were controversies around the Nathan's hot dog contest last year. But this is just good pure racing. I say this, though. That was clearly rigged. Because if I were driving one of those Wienermobiles, I would absolutely have wrecked it. It was pretty clear the instruction was don't wreck the Wienermobile. That's all right. We got places to build from here. Hopefully, they can wreck one next year. I would very much enjoy that. I would enjoy watching them wreck a Wienermobile on TV. And you're calling out puns from the stands? I'm offering you suggestions for the way forward here, Oscar Mayer. Your move, that's the best sports event of the weekend right there. All right, enough time for the Wienermobile. It's the puns that get you. And you know, the full-on calling of the race as though it's an actual thing. I like that. That's my kind of thing. Just saying. Big sporting weekend. Coke 600, of course, as well. NHL and NBA. Knicks, Pacers rolling on. What a series there. Thought for a second Knicks were done. They're not. They're back tonight in Indianapolis, 8 o'clock. Erased a 20-point deficit. We talked about this after the opener. You got to bounce back from that by either folding or providing some magic of your own. Now both teams have found the magic on the other team's home court. Game four tonight, 8 o'clock, Stars Oilers as well tonight. Edmonton up 2-1, putting the heat on the Dallas Stars with, I thought, a great game from Connor McDavid in game three. He does it all. I would love to see him win a cup. He's now probably in the Alex Ovechkin Memorial Best Player to Not Win a Cup Who's Actively Playing category. Ovi shed that a few years ago, of course. I think it's pretty firmly Connor McDavid right now. Would love to see him get one and break Canada's streak. While they're at it, of course, went to Game 7 last year against the Panthers, and the Panthers again in their way this year after what they did to Carolina, which I addressed that on the Friday show. I feel for the Carolina fans. I do. So much heartbreak in that round since winning the cup. I feel for them. It's a good team. It's a good team, and it's built to win. I feel for them, the way these conference finals have turned out. Today's game plan here on The Fan, we're going to take you to Rich Eisen at noon. Rich Eisen filling in for AWOD this week while he gets some much-needed time off. Grant and Danny, of course, this evening. We are not in a Flying Squirrels baseball mode in today's show. No Tuesdays with Trey, but we will absolutely be feeling squirrely later tonight. Flying Squirrels baseball coming at you tonight. Homestand starts. You know, you can't do worse. Can't do worse than they've been doing. So maybe they'll do better. Rough trip to Binghamton for the Squirrels. Got swept on Sunday, 2-1, then 4-2. They are now 13-32. Lost five games to the Rumble Ponies by a combined 6 runs. Squirrels lead the league in 1-run losses this year. They've got 11 1-run losses this season. Let's see if they can turn it around this week. That would be lovely. They will take on the Harrisburg Senators. Those are the baby Nats this week as well. Would love to steal that franchise from Harrisburg at some point when the new stadium opens. First pitch tonight, 6:35, which means pregame will be 6:05 right after Grant and Danny wrap up here. Joe Whitman, the lefty, on the mound for the Flying Squirrels. Should be a fun week out there at the ballpark. Should be a fun week in here as we take you around the world of sports as we do each and every day. Lots to get to today. Always plenty to go in the NFL. Always plenty happening in the world of football. College football reseeding its playoffs. We'll get to that You've got College World Series action. We've got a bracket. We've got, you know, you've always got teams in, teams out. UVA was on the bubble. We'll tell you how they did. We'll get to it all. We'll have a fun day. We're off and running. It's a Tuesday morning. Feels like a Monday, but it's a Tuesday morning. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
Ring Central's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
105.1. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, always worldwide on the Free Odyssey app. I know we don't have corrections off on this program, but sometimes we do. Earlier segment, I said, I believe Caitlin Clark is in D.C. later this week. You can grab the Odyssey app, grab the rewind button. That's a thing that I said. I was 0-for-2 on that statement, which is impressively wrong to be. In basically, that's a simple sentence. You go back to English class, go back to grammar class. As a simple sentence right there, we had a subject, we had a verb, we had a place, you know, place word. I don't know what a place word is. I think that was a noun too. I don't know. Schoolhouse Rock failed me here. Maybe we had a preposition. I don't know. We'll talk to the grammar folks about that. What we had was a sentence. I believe Caitlin Clark is in D.C. this week. 0-for-2. Caitlin Clark's team, the Indiana Fever, is on the East Coast this week. They're not in D.C. The game has been moved to Baltimore. Now, there's obviously a lot that went into that, I would imagine. Baltimore has a downtown arena. I was last there for the CAA basketball tournament when they ran that there. That is not the crown jewel of American sporting facilities. I'm just going to say it. It's got a nostalgic charm to it that I'm actually kind of not mad about. It's not a terrible, like, retro building, but as, like, if you lived in Baltimore and that was your entertainment arena option, you'd be disappointed far more often than you wouldn't be disappointed. The Royal Farms Bank, M&T Bank Arena, it's not in the best part of downtown. It's not. But it's, if you have Caitlin Clark there, you have a big crowd, and they know how to handle big crowds there. They got the O's and the Ravens and all that, and they run concerts through there, all that stuff. Caitlin Clark won't be there. Caitlin Clark is injured right now, so she will not play this week. So you've got Caitlin Clark out 2 weeks with a left quad strain, the Indiana Fever announced, at least 2 weeks. So you've got a Mystics versus Fever game that has been moved from D.C. to Baltimore, presumably a sellout crowd, people in Baltimore getting their chance to see Caitlin Clark, and no Caitlin Clark. It's gonna be like back when they had Messi. Remember back when Messi was doing his rounds and he'd go up and he'd be, oh, Messi's hurt today. Enjoy MLS soccer. Boo, we don't want to watch MLS soccer. We want Messi. And it feels like the vibe here today. Enjoy your WNBA basketball. Boo, we want Caitlin Clark. Sorry, come back next time. Mystics doing all right, though. Fever doing all right, though. Should be a good matchup. I don't know how that Baltimore crowd's going to react. I think you still show if you got tickets. It's still basketball. It's still entertaining. It's still a good product. I fear, though, that many of these fans are not there for the basketball. They are there for one person, and she will not be in attendance out the next 2 weeks with a left quad strain. So now we're playing a Mystics game in downtown Baltimore, middle of the week. There's a lot going on there. Not a lot going on there in downtown Baltimore. There is not a lot going on in downtown Baltimore. They're a couple of years behind the D.C. downtown bounce back, which is itself not doing phenomenally well, as I've reported on my trips up to Capital One Arena. We'll see. I mean, it will go off without incident because this is what they do. They're professionals. Caitlin Clark plays exclusively in big arenas now. I'll be curious how that crowd reacts, what kind of crowd they get. Hopefully you support the Mystics. Get out there and cheer for the Mystics. Cheer them on to victory. You bought the ticket. Enjoy the show. It's sunk cost. There you go. Starting with a grammar lesson, we'll end with an economics lesson. It's a sunk cost. You bought the ticket. You're not reselling it on StubHub, I promise you that. Probably 10-cent tickets on StubHub. 10-cent ticket night. Go enjoy some basketball. I lived in Pittsburgh for a summer as an intern way back in the day. The Pirates were bad then. They're bad now, too. They were also bad then. And you could go on StubHub right before the game and get a $2 ticket to watch baseball. This was back before the fees were $17 per ticket. I guess you can't do that anymore. You could also just get tickets from the guys running around outside the stadium. You had to negotiate with them, though, and that was kind of a pain. I didn't love that. And so I like the StubHub ticket. I don't negotiate. I don't love the... One time we were in... I'd love someone to do this. It calls it emptying the clip of travel stories, right? So we started in Baltimore. We moved to Pittsburgh. We're in Detroit. It's the final year of Joe Louis Arena, the famous arena where the Red Wings played, and they were in town that night. So we went out to dinner, three of us, and we go over to the arena for the Red Wings game, downtown Detroit. So yeah, similar vibes. We're not telling dissimilar stories here. There's, you know, sold out game. The guys outside have the tickets. We go up to one of the guys, you know, and we're probably midway through the first here. And how much for a ticket? And he said, "What you got?" I said, "I would spend $20 with you right now for a ticket to this hockey game." And that was true. I would have done it. And he said, $150. Well, let me tell you one thing I wasn't doing. Spend $150 for a hockey game involving a team I don't root for in a city where we got other options. And I'm not spending $150 to go to a hockey game. And I communicated that to him. And I thought we were off and running on the negotiation, and what he heard was, "You're wasting my time, buddy." So he just moved on. You know, we're too far apart. He just moved on. So Brian McNally is with me. Hey, what do we do? And so we stayed there, and I believe we did not get our tickets from the guy until midway through the second period. That's how long it took to bring the price down. It was a full period and change of hockey before he would accept our price over just going home with unused tickets. We finally got there. We got in. We saw it. Again, nostalgic place. I'm glad I went in there. Glad I checked that off the box so I still got the chance. Wouldn't have told everybody, "Hey, you know, make sure that's in the Lonely Planet guidebook." It wasn't that kind of place. What I also remember about that, Little Caesars Pizza's from Detroit. Every concession stand in that building sold Little Caesars Pizza. Just like a little personal pan, Little Caesars Pizza. That was it. That was the deal. That was the concessions at the game. Joe Louis Arena, Detroit Red Wings, back in the day. Hockey continues tonight, of course. And I think we're in line for exciting finishes, right? I would love for the Oilers to win tonight. If you can get Panthers-Oilers rematch, would love for Connor McDavid to get one. The Stars are certainly a worthy team. If they come back, make this series will be fun. In the basketball, whatever combination we end up with is going to be a ton of fun. If it is Thunder against Knicks or the Pacers, I think we'll get a hint on that tonight. I will enjoy that series. I think we'll have some good basketball. Timberwolves have talent, man. They're fun to watch. I like watching the T-Wolves. I think we'll end up with a good final series in both sports, which is good because, as you know, we're in the middle of it season, and that's how it works. I told you I'd update you on UVA. UVA baseball is left out of the NCAA tournament. So as we go into bit season, no UVA baseball. They were right on the line. They were one of the first four out. They had midweek losses to Liberty and Richmond, and their non-conference schedule, 257th best in America. Baseball's tough, though, because you don't want to be flying around midweek to play non-conference baseball games. You kind of just get who you get near you. Those southern schools, you know, in Florida, you get baseball talent near you. That's tough to me to say, well, definitively, you know, one team should make it over another because of their weeknight games. That said, 64-team field, We're never crying for the 65th best team. We do this every year in March Madness, right? Who got snubbed? Nobody got snubbed. We're doing play-in games. If you got picked to the play-in game, congrats to you. If you didn't, you didn't get snubbed, you should do better next year. And for UVA, that's where they're at. A chance to do better next year. Also weren't playing the lacrosse title game yesterday, which they do from time to time as well. So their academic athletic season is over, I believe, in Charlottesville. They may have some like straggler, like sometimes they have individual tennis going for a while or a stray track meet. But I believe the athletic season is over in Virginia. This is no Virginia teams in the NCAA tournament bracket, by the way. First time since 2018 there have been no Virginia tournament teams in the bracket. I remember VCU's run a few years ago. That was a ton of fun. Probably more than a few years ago now. Went down to Dallas Baptist after their win. It's fun. Fun when you have a little something, a little sweat, a little excitement in the offseason. And when you don't, you roll on. We got no choice but to roll on. We got one more segment with you. Rich Eisen takes over and we're done. You're listening to Richmond's home of Flying Squirrels Baseball. You'll hear them tonight right here.
9 to the fan, 105.1 FM
worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Summertime here at the fan. We got Flying Squirrels Baseball for you tonight. Rain pending. Don't call them. They'll call you. They'll let you know. Until you hear otherwise, they're playing baseball. That's what I know about the Flying Squirrels rain policy. Squirrels baseball tonight on The Fan. You can look forward to that each and every night with our guys Trey and Blaine on the call. This happened over the weekend, so I want to get to it. This is not a thing I expect you to care about or even know happened. Every year they stage the World Hockey Championships. Of course, in the Caps early years, Ovechkin bounced to go represent Russia in this event a lot. The U.S. had not won in 92 years. Here's what happened.
In comes Andrighetti, posting up. Andrighetti drops it back, picked up by Shea. Out for Cooley, ahead to Thompson. Tage Thompson with Logan Cooley. Thompson in, shoots, scores! Tage Thompson, golden goal! And the United States has won the World Hockey Championship for the first time in 92 years. Tage Thompson, the native of Glendale, Arizona. Snaps it by Giannone, and the United States has won.
Let's go, America. USA all the way. 92 years, World Championship in hockey. We are coming for all the things we don't care about, but the rest of the world does. That is our stance in 2025 as America. The Pope, y'all care who the Pope is? He's American now. Hockey, y'all care about hockey? We're winning. We're going to pick up a rugby title or something in the next few years. Not because we like rugby. We're not going to start liking rugby. Maybe we'll win the World Cup next year, just for funsies. We're not going to win the World Cup next year. We're also not going to win the French Open. That's rough, too. Taylor Fritz, the American, the four seed, goes out in the first day out there at Roland Garros. But the hockey thing, I love it. So here's the deal. They won the tournament in 1933, so that's 92 years ago. They beat Canada. The International Ice Hockey Federation gives the title to the Olympic champion in years they do not stage a tournament. They did stage one in 80. They did not stage one in 1960 when the U.S. won gold at the Olympics. So technically, the U.S. is also the 1960 world ice hockey champion. So we've done it three times in 92 years. Not too bad. This is going to be an Olympic year. They'll be out in Italy, and I am excited for the Olympic hockey. Always a great event. Got a little tease with the Four Nations last year. You saw how quickly that heated up. Won't surprise me at all if that happens in Italy as well. I think we're in for a really fun winter of hockey here. They take the Olympic break. I think some guys are going to be going for it there. I think that's going to be a ton of fun. We got the World Cup here next summer. A lot of good global sporting events happening that are of relevance to us that we can talk about here, that we can find some bit season ways to handle it. We always need that. Now, the Winter Olympics is tough because that's basically concurrent with the Super Bowl. We'll be out there at San Francisco, Bud Light, big game week, all that. That's a tougher one to get into. I can't be talking bobsled while we're at Super Bowl week. That's a tough mix right there. But summer stuff, you give me a good summer sporting event, it gets time, man. It gets time on this show that it would not have gotten otherwise. I'll tell you that. That's the key to breaking through on MP on the mic, getting me talking about your thing. Don't do it while the Commanders and Hokies are playing. If the Commanders are playing, if the Hokies are playing, we're talking about them, and we're kind of still talking about them a lot, and we'll make time for them today, obviously. If they're not talking, yeah, bring it on. We got time for whatever. Wiener dog races, we got time for that. World Hockey Championships, whatever that is, yeah, we got time for that. Did anybody watch it? No, not really, but we're the best. Number one in the world in overtime, USA all the way, number one. At the World Hockey Championships, that's the good stuff right there. Because we don't have Capitals hockey, so we just replace it with a leather hockey. Ovechkin not there this year. He hung around in D.C., which was new for him. All signs indicate he's going to be playing next year. Those are the tea leaves right now, is that Ovechkin's going to continue to play next year. Now, it's the last year of his contract. I wouldn't be surprised if he announces farewell year at some point, or maybe he keeps it coy as just an understood farewell year. Either way, it's going to be a special year next year. And these guys are very well positioned with the salary cap, with some money coming off, to continue to build on what we saw this year, to continue to build on their success. And I think, you know this from watching the playoffs, if you make it in, you got a shot. I think this is a team that has what it takes to make the NHL playoffs next year. Once you get in, you got a chance, which didn't used to be the case in the NBA. But I don't know that it's still the case. You have teams in the NBA that make the playoffs that have no business being there. But it sure seems like seeding means a lot less than it used to in the NBA. I certainly remember a few years ago, the one seed steamrolled everybody. It was very, very rare to see a non-one or two seed, or maybe a three sneaks in from time to time. Very rare to not see one of those teams in there. Now, I think teams have gotten a little smarter about it doesn't matter if we're the one seed or the fourth seed. We've got to get in, be ready, be playing our best basketball. That this time of year is what matters. I think you're seeing a real de-emphasizing of the regular season. Now, you throw on top of that the number of teams tanking in a given year, which has increased over the years. NBA's got a regular season problem on its hands. Not a postseason problem. I think the postseason games have been very good, and certainly the number of comebacks we've had, the number of swings we've had, nobody would dispute that the playoff product is arguably better than ever. They're going to have the Major League Baseball regular season problem, though, which is, why should I care? And you can only do so many in-season tournaments, mid-season cup gimmicks. Sure, it's better than nothing. We appreciate the effort. But at the end of the day, you need relevant competitive games. And college football is working on walking that line too as they expand the playoffs. To me, it didn't damage the regular season last year at all, but it did damage the conference title games. You had situations there in the conference title games where it did not matter. And you even had coaches, you had Lane Kiffin saying, I don't want to play in the conference title game. It's just another game. If I'm in the playoffs, get me straight to the playoffs. So you see this across all sports. It's going to continue to be an issue as playoffs expand because that's where the money is. Baseball, it's a huge issue, especially with the imbalance you have. Not the tanking issue in baseball, but the high-end issue. The Yankees, the Dodgers. You'd put the Mets in there, but somehow they haven't been dominant because they're the Mets. You have that high-end issue in baseball where the very best teams are kind of pushing everybody around all season long, but you get the randomness of the playoffs. All right, so you expand the playoffs, everything's exciting again, you don't know. And with the Yankees, right, payroll two titles, the Yankees have been massively disappointing for the last, I guess, 16 years. Since they won their last title, they've been spending, they've been building like they're a contender, and they've been a contender, but they haven't crossed that finish line. So baseball's got its own postseason problem. NBA, though, is going to have a regular season problem soon, though. In baseball, at least you know. There's 162 of them. Every game carries equal weight. Every game matters a little bit. You want to go out to the ballpark. It's fun to watch baseball. It's the soundtrack of the summer. NBA doesn't quite have that. They're going to need to find a way to make sure this regular season stays relevant if we're going to have a world where teams are okay be in the 5 seed, be in the 6 seed. Doesn't bother them so much because you just got to get hot at the right time. Just got to cross the finish line at the right time, and we're seeing the teams that can do that now. I do love that we're seeing a return to defense, locking down, I'd say fundamentals. Now, I mean, they're still, it's the NBA. Fundamentals only take you so far, but we're seeing a lot of progress there in terms of bringing the game to where I think people want to see it and where people want to watch it. And so that's been a ton of fun for me this postseason. That's been a revelation for me. So y'all know I love the NHL postseason. NBA postseason has been a tough watch at times in recent years. It feels like they've taken a real step forward this year. How do you keep that momentum, but also protect the relevance of the regular season? Also protect your ability to have a meaningful, long enough regular season. And that's what BitSeason's here, so we can discuss these things. Reminder, Flying Squirrels Baseball tonight, Grant and Danny. We got Rich Eisen coming at noon. This is Richmond's home for the Squirrels. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard on a Tuesday morning as we get BitSeason rolling in its official nature, official capacity. BitSeason now to day one of training camp with the Washington Commanders in late July. Of course, we'll spend a lot of time getting you ready for the fall, a lot of time doing some fun bits, a lot of time we'll talk food, we'll talk culture, we want to talk movies because I haven't seen a lot of movies. I had to show my ignorance last week because they were doing movies at the Diamond. I had to reveal I'd never seen Lilo and Stitch. Man, we're just cracking that nut. We got a lot of movies on the MP list. We got a lot to get to in that one. Stubbs gonna come in. Stubb handles the AWOD show. AWOD's off this week. You'll hear Rich Eisen at noon. He's rolling off movie trivia, and I'm withdrawing myself from that one. I've seen very little action. We got a great bit at the Diamond tonight, though. Tobin Tuesday tonight, 6:35. There are two cat sections at the Diamond. So they do Wine and Canine every week where you can bring your dog to the park. They have a cat section tonight. The squirrels say, please consult your feline about the choice to attend. Those questioning whether it's a strikeout or a home run might prefer to sit this one out. But kitties who consent may come to the game safely contained in a secure travel carrier or on a well-fitted harness and leash. Leash walking requires acclimation, so be sure your feline friend is a pro. That is, I've never had a cat. I love dogs. I'm a dog guy. Nothing against cats. If you have a cat, good for you. If you have a cat, though, it feels like you know better than to bring your cat to a minor league baseball game. That's all. This is nothing personal against cats. I don't dislike cats. I really don't. They're fine. We coexist. And that's how cats feel about me, too. So we're even. Cats tolerate me. I tolerate cats. We're even. We're all on the same page. Dogs like me, and I like dogs. Different relationship. I'm not anti-cat. I'm just saying, bringing your cat to a baseball game is a bold decision because cats don't love anything involved with something like, wearing a leash. Cats don't wear leashes. That's not a cat's role. I know I've seen cats with the leash occasionally. I'm curious to see what happens at the Diamond tonight. It's cat night. You can also sit in a non-cat section if that's more your pace as well. Should be a fun week out there. And then Wednesday night, dog-friendly section. The dogs are coming, and they're going to smell cats in their section from the previous night. I hope somebody's thought this out. I hope somebody's got the power wash the stench of cat out there so the dogs aren't going nuts on Wednesdays. We love the Wine and Canines, though. That's a classic every week. Get the Wine Slushies. Thursday, Flying Squirrels 1000th home game as the Richmond Flying Squirrels. In your face fireworks right after the game Friday night. Grateful Dead night. Mesh trucker cap giveaway Saturday. Women and girls in sports night, as well as in your face fireworks. And Sunday matinee, the always popular, always booked up youth jersey giveaway. First 1,000 fans, 14 and under, commemorative youth jersey as they celebrate Diamond through the decades in the final year of the Diamond. And of course, the Squirrels trying to get a win as they fell twice on Sunday, fell to 13-32 as we limp towards the season's mid-season mark. Still almost a month away from that, when we reset the standings, set the stage for what will hopefully be a more successful second half of the season. Baby Nats in town, Nationals affiliate, Harrisburg Senators, this week for the games. Get out to the diamond. No Tuesdays with Trey today, but still plenty of fun to be had out there with our friends at the Flying Squirrels. And of course, you'll hear that right here on 910 The Fan. Pregame starts tonight at 6:35. First pitch is, I've wanted to say who's talking coming out of each of the breaks today. We don't know who's talking because it's not a Monday. It's a Tuesday. We're getting back to work. Short work week this week. We like a short work week. We're not anti-short work week. I promise you that much around here. When I was over by the Diamond the other night, I went to Peter Chang's to pick up some takeout on Sunday night. My favorite Richmond restaurant, because you tell people, where are you going for dinner? Peter Chang's. I'm so pumped, which I am. I'm so pumped. And be like, oh, we get the lettuce wraps? Not P.F. Chang's. Peter Chang's. Y'all, the real Richmond heads here know this. P.F. Chang's and Peter Chang's are very, very different places. Peter Chang's brings the heat. They got spicy food. They got authentic stuff. The Peter Chang story is great, too. You can Google it for the whole story. Peter Chang was, like, at the Chinese embassy as chef there, like, from China, and defected in the middle of the night to start a new life in America. Started cooking at restaurants, but was so good that word got around, like, you got to go to this restaurant. He's like, oh, no, they're going to catch me. So he bounced from restaurant to restaurant for a long time. An online message board popped up devoted to sharing where he was cooking because the cooking was so good, people were seeking it out. He's good now. I think he's like a full-on citizen now. I'm not outing him or anything. We don't do that around here. He's good now. He's got multiple locations, one in Scott's Addition, one in Short Pump for sure. He's got a bunch in D.C. is really good. The hot and numbing pot, that's my go-to, is what it sounds like. You can't taste anything after it. It's fantastic. Peter Chang's. It's not P.F. Chang's. It's Peter Chang's. That's around the corner from the Diamond in Scott's Addition. Only problem is there is zero parking there anymore. It used to be just pull up, get the food. The parking's an effort now. You gotta put in the work to do the parking in Scott's Addition now that everybody lives down there. AWOD. No AWOD today. Rich Eisen after the AWOD program. Rich Eisen instead of the AWOD program this afternoon. Lots of college sports news as well. Here's what I would do if I were a college sports team. Not like Alabama or Georgia. They need to be good at football. Hokies, too. Hokies need to be good at football, I think. But if I were a UVA or a Maryland or, you know, mid-tier school, VCU's got to be good at basketball, right? If I were another school, I would pick an unpopular sport, but a fringe sport and get really good at it. That's what Texas Tech did. Texas Tech reportedly signed Najari Kanade, the number one player in college softball, to a $1 million NIL deal this year. All of a sudden, Texas Tech going to the Women's College World Series this week for the first time in school history, knocking off Florida State. 12 seed, first Women's College World Series in program history for $1 million. Right, one player can make the difference in softball. I would get so good at volleyball, so good at softball. I think baseball. I think there's room to get good at baseball. I think lacrosse for sure. There are so many sports that you could probably do a wrestling dynasty. I know Iowa and Nebraska have all the wrestling fun. I think you could start a wrestling dynasty. I get really good at one of those sports. And before you say women's basketball, dude, women's basketball is expensive now. That is in the big boy camp. You've got football. That's its own world. It costs a lot of money to be good at football. You've got men's basketball. Those are $10 million teams now. VCU's going to field a $5 million team next year. It's going to look good, but it's not going to look like mind-blowing, like nothing you've ever seen before. This is an expensive sport to play. Women's basketball is getting expensive, too. I think there will be $5 million women's basketball teams very soon as well. Pick another sport. Get really good at it. Congrats to Texas Tech Women's College World Series for the first time. Of course, Liberty had done the improbable, stunned Texas A&M, who was the one seed, but they fell to Oregon in the Super Regional. So Oregon headed to the Women's College World Series this week. Tons of fun. Both of those events are great. Women's College World Series in Oklahoma, always great. Men's College World Series, which is still 3 weeks away, in Omaha, always a great event as well. It's a great summer activity. Same as just going to a Squirrels game. Just a great summer activity to do. I wanted to sneak in a little Commander Stadium news that happened while we were gone. DC Council has hired a private firm to provide expert real estate advice. They will get that advice by June 30th. They have been asked to cast their votes, yes or no, by July 15th. All of which is to say, I do think things are going to move quickly there once we start moving. I think that once that report gets filed, it gives everybody the cover. The experts told us it was okay. Would not surprise me at all if we have a groundbreaking ceremony in conjunction with the season this year, or perhaps a demolition ceremony. We haven't even thought about that. I know I've talked to Parney about this a million times, and he's like, hey, I don't decide if they're going to blow up the diamond. I'm like, well, you need to decide, and you need to get out there, because I want to see the diamond blown up. Sell tickets to that. You can fund the new stadium. RFK's got to get blown up, too. That's going to be a thing as well. I don't know if they're going to do the dynamite thing, or if they're going to tear it down piece by piece. Either way, you could sell tickets to that. We could do an event out there. I would 100% do this show live from the demolition of RFK. That's a promise right there. We're going to take a break. No Tuesdays with Trey, as previously mentioned, but another chance to tell you Flying Squirrels are home all week long at the Diamond. Good chance to get out there. Cat night tonight, dog night tomorrow, human night Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fireworks Thursday and Saturday out there at the Diamond. The team's not good. I'm not going to promise you they are, but it's always a good time. Looks like good weather as long as the rain holds off this week. We're rolling on hour number two. It's the Tuesday show, and we're back after this. You're listening tonight.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
To the fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the Free Odyssey app. Taking on right now my new favorite hypothetical question, because I was asked this the other day, and everybody's excited. We got flag football in the Olympics in 2028. That's 3 years from now. And so somebody said, is Jaden Daniels going to be the quarterback of the U.S. flag football team? I love the question. I love the question because you know this from listening to the show. I absolutely think Jaden Daniels is on a trajectory to be a full-on bona fide NFL star, a top five quarterback in the National Football League. I truly believe that. Also, I believe Jaden Daniels is from near LA, where the Olympics are. Also, I believe Jaden Daniels is a pretty exciting football player, and I think that Jaden Daniels' skill set would translate really well to flag football. Elusive, jumps around, has a great arm, can make the throws, can make the reads. I think he'd be fantastic. NFL players, of course, get to play in flag football at the Olympics in LA. My other question here that we have to resolve before we get there is, how many flag football teams is the U.S. going to be allowed to field? That's one, feels like the answer, but sometimes they do, like in these three-on-three basketball, this kind of thing, where they let, or you know, I'm thinking of golf, where they let multiple guys compete. Sometimes you have scenarios, figure skating, they let multiple skaters, pairs skaters, team skaters, whatever. Sometimes you have multiple bobsled teams from a country, I think. Don't quote me on that. But sometimes you have these scenarios where in these sports, you're allowed to have more than one team from a country. Okay, so if we do that now, how many U.S. teams will there be? And I think they will want to allow two U.S. teams in so that you can have a gold medal match worthy of the sport and worthy of the venue and worthy of the Olympics, and that everybody will watch and that will smash a viewership record for the Olympics. Because some of these early rounds are going to be pretty dull as the U.S. team takes down Slovakia in flag football. Some of these early round games are not going to be worth watching. You got to build to something. Now, I don't doubt that you got a couple of countries that can field a legitimate team, but none of them can hang with these NFL guys. This is like the original Dream Team Barcelona, except there are no sequels. Like, there's no viable path here for the world to get better and build towards that. You're just crushing them for the fun of it. Hey, come to America. Let's do an Olympics. Haha, we added flag football. Get over yourselves. We're going to win a gold. I'd love to win a gold and a silver just to see the gold medal match. I think if you have two flag football teams, Jaden Daniels is definitely the quarterback of one of them in 2028. I believe that. I think he'd be into it. I think he'd be great at it. As close to his hometown. My guess is Mahomes is still kicking at a high level then. I believe Mahomes will still be the guy in the NFL in 3 years. That doesn't feel like a reach here going into the 2025 season that he could sustain this level easily for 3 to 4 more years. I would expect that. I'd be really surprised if he doesn't. I also think guys are going to want to do this. I don't think this is going to be a Pro Bowl type situation where you're going down the list and ultimately it's like, all right, fine. Sam Darnold, you get to be quarterback of the Pro Bowl team. Go have fun. Zach Wilson's on the other side. I don't think it's going to be like that. I think guys are going to want this because the gold medal is a cool thing, period, for your resume. The gold medal stands on its own as a thing, and this is your one chance to obtain it because no other country is going to pick to have flag football at the Olympics. I can promise you that right now. So one NFL quarterback is going to have a gold medal in flag football for the next probably 20 or 30 years till they bring the Olympics back here and we get to pick a goofy sport like that again. I think that the lure of that is far too great for anybody to say, it's the offseason, I got to train, I got to stay healthy, whatever. I think Patrick Mahomes is the first call. Patty Mac, you want to be quarterback of the NFL flag football team, the American flag football team? Yeah, I think he will. But I think if you take two quarterbacks, I think it's very possible in 2028, Jaden Daniels is the second phone call you make. I really do. I think he could be the second quarterback. Now, you say, okay, he could be the backup. He could still win a gold medal. We all know he won't be the guy who won the gold medal. Like, there were guys on the dream team who sat on the bench. They have gold medals. Good for them. We all know they weren't the dream team. They were the guys on the bench helping out the dream team. There's no two quarterbacks get one because one's the backup. If he's the quarterback of the second team, though, now you got Patrick Mahomes against Jaden Daniels for Olympic gold. Are you kidding me? Get the popcorn ready. I will tune in for that. Because I do think he's got the right skill set for it. I think Mahomes is probably more just like the pure competitor. Like, we're not everybody jump on my back. We're not losing today. I think Jaden's more of the wizard of like, what's that? There's no chance of winning. 1% chance of winning. I got this. Everybody jump on my back. We're going to win this game with some razzle and some dazzle. I think it'd be fun to watch. We'll get to watch it this year, Monday Night Football, between the Chiefs and the Commanders in Kansas City at Arrowhead. As I do annually, I predict the Chiefs will take a step backwards. I think it's inevitable at some point, as they do every year. They seem pretty determined to prove me wrong, end up in the AFC title game and then the Super Bowl. We'll see. I think the Commanders tread water this year. As we bid, I've kind of been tipping my hand as we build towards that, tipping my hand on my prediction. It's one of those things where a step forward is really hard because of the company you're keeping right now. When you win 4 games, a step forward is very easy. When you win 7 games, a step forward can be easy. When you win 12 football games and go to the NFC title game, the step forward is very hard because the step forward is division title and Super Bowl appearance. I think they tread water this year. I really do. I think they win 10, 11 games. I think 10 is the number I have in mind. It's a tougher schedule. I think that's good enough to get them into the wild card round. Who knows what happens from there? Maybe they win one. Maybe they win two. I don't think they get to the Super Bowl this year with this defense, because you need a defense in those January games. We've seen that. You need a defense to win those January games. But I think there's a chance these guys are very much relevant to the end of the season. And I don't predict that often before the season, as you know. When we do Football Fest with AWOD, I'm going to be picking these guys to make the playoffs. And it's been a while since I started the preseason, not just with that prediction, but that expectation. It's going to be a ton of fun. You know where to go if you want to listen to the Commanders this year. Most Commanders coverage in town and the games on Sunday. It's going to be a really fun year. First, we got to get through squirrel season, though. Feeling a little squirrely tonight. 6:30 first pitch out at the Diamond. You'll hear it here at the Fan. I'm headed out there. It's cat night. That's not why I'm headed out there, but it is cat night at the Diamond tonight. It is cat night. Bring your cat to the game. Why would people do that? I don't know. I'm not a cat person. Somebody who is a cat person is going to need to explain that to me, why people are bringing cats to a baseball game. Will people bring cats to a baseball game? I don't know if people are actually going to bring cats to a baseball game. It feels outlandish, but the squirrels have done outlandish things before, and they've landed. Just ask our hot dog candle what we think about that. So squirrels baseball tonight, you'll hear it on these airwaves. We'll be back tomorrow. Rich Eisen's show comes up after us as AWOD takes a much-needed R&R this week. We've got... You covered the rest of the week. We'll be here with you 10 to noon each day. If you miss it, grab the podcast. MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. You can also listen in on the free Odyssey app, Apple Store, and Google Play. Good show in the books. We made it through the whole thing despite the fact that I didn't watch a minute of the motor racing this weekend. So many laps of auto racing. So little time for me to enjoy auto racing. But for those of you who enjoyed it, it's a Memorial Day tradition. We made it through the show without it. No Caitlin Clark this week. That's what we learned today. We learned something every day. No Caitlin Clark in Baltimore on Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night out there in Baltimore. We got Knicks Pacers tonight fired up for that one. We'll get a feel here which way this series is going to go. Can the Knicks steal one back on the road? I think the Knicks are not out of it even if they lose tonight. I think they can still push this to 6 or 7, but obviously the series tilts heavily at 3-1 towards the Pacers. A chance to go to the Garden and steal one there, just like they did last time these two teams met in a series. We'll talk to you about it tomorrow. Be back then. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.